Do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. So you see, we're remembering a person. We're remembering a unique person. We're remembering our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, He has commanded us to remember His death. But we can't remember a death without thinking of a birth. You see, the birth of Christ was miraculous. Have you ever really thought of that young woman and the Holy Spirit moving upon her womb and she conceived and bare a child, sinless, the Son of God? His birth was miraculous. When you think about the life, there has to be life before death. So He lived an impeccable life. He fulfilled the law on our behalf. He is our representative. And Christ's life was impeccable. But now we're thinking about His death. His death was sacrificial. He gave His life. Do you ever really think of it, beloved? Now we enjoy the gospel. We enjoy the preaching of the cross. But to think of the Holy Son of God, the one who did no sin, the one who knew no sin, and yet our sin was laid upon Him. And He bore our sin in His own body on the tree. He sacrificed Himself in order that we would have a full and a free pardon. He sacrificed Himself in order that we would have that peace. For He made peace by the shedding of His blood. In order that we would have a wonderful prospect that heaven would be our home, there had to be the sacrifice of Christ. And so when you think of His birth, it was miraculous. When you think of His life, it was impeccable. When you think of His death, it was sacrificial. But when you think of His resurrection, it was eternal. Never will Christ die again. He lives in the power of an endless life. And beloved, this is the one that's making intercession for us. Now He has told us to do something, to take bread. And it remains bread. There's no transubstantiation. It's bread. But that bread aids our memory to think of that body which was broken for us. The wine in the cup speaks of His shed blood. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sins. His blood has been shed. His blood is powerful. His blood will never, ever lose its power. And so we can just rejoice today as we sit around the table and do exactly what He said. We are remembering the Lord Jesus, a unique person, a wonderful death, and a notable victory. For up from the grave He arose with a mighty triumph over His foes. Could I tell you, beloved, just in closing, we'll not always be taking bread. We'll not always be taking wine and remembering His death. He tells us, this do in remembrance of me till I come. One day the bread will be put away for the final time. One day the cup will be put away from the final time. Beloved, you and I are going to a wedding. We're going to sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And you're going to sing a song that no angel ever sang. Amen. You're going to sing the song of the soul set free, redeemed by the blood. How I love to proclaim it. I wonder, do you ever think of the singing Savior? You know the Savior? He sang. They sang the Messianic Psalms as he stood under the shed of the cross in the upper room. As He instituted the Lord's Supper, the Scripture says they sang a hymn. The singing Savior, the standing Savior, the slaying Savior. Beloved, He's the coming Savior.
Amen.
Rejoice in Him. So let's break bread and remember His death until He doth come.
Let's give thanks for the bread. Speaks of the broken body of the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank Thee that Thou deemed Thyself in humility to take the human body. Thou wert divine. This blessed Son of God, the invisible Son of God. But Thou didst become flesh, and Thou didst dwell amongst us. We thank Thee that we can see Thee, and we can feel thee, and we can grasp your feet, and let the teardrops fall on the marks of the nails in your feet. We rejoice that the love that Jesus had for me to suffer on the cruel tree, that I a ransomed soul might be, is more than tongue can tell. Lord, take our thanks. May we eat and drink to thy glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody say, Amen. Amen.